News on Demand is brought to you by Rock Bottom Tire and Heck Chevrolet. Todd Stapleton with News Center. Well, temperatures will dip a little bit for tonight. We'll see a low of 17 coming up for tonight. We'll just get in the upper 20s for a high on Wednesday and a low of 12 on Wednesday night. After that, we do have a warm-up for the final couple of days of the week, be in the mid-40s on Friday. City of Vandalia will be testing some new lights in the downtown area as they try to get the downtown area brighter at night. The matter has been a long-time discussion since the period lighting went in downtown, that the lights just don't put out enough to brighten things up very well at night. City of Vandalia Streets Committee further discussed the issue at their meeting on Monday and heard from David Paul from Sternberg Lighting via Zoom. Paul says upgrades over the years have made the lights better and brighter.
What you have currently right now is a 250-watt metal halide lamp, which actually puts out about 20,000 lumens, which sounds like a lot, but because it's HID, or older technology, about less than 10,000 of those lumens actually get out of the fixture, and it depreciates really quickly. So it doesn't last so long. It gets hot, inside of it's a fire, it creates black soot, and then it prevents the light from escaping. So that's why HID is no longer with us. So if I switch over to that same fixture head that you have on the streetscape in LED, it would produce 5,000 lumens, which sounds like a lot less. And Steve mentioned you guys do have four of those up. But what it is 5,000 direct lumens, like 5,000 lumens that actually gets out of the fixture and goes where it's supposed to. So it's actually better than a 250-watt metal halide, believe it or not.
Paul had dropped off an example light that was displayed during the committee meeting. Cost of the lights would be $91,894 for 60 lights, but that does not include installation. Paul did agree to get the City of Vandalia four of the lights as samples as they would place in the downtown area to see if they were bright enough. He did add the benefit will be that these lights will be more energy efficient and would help the city save on their electric bill as well. City of Vandalia will move forward with putting together a strategic plan that will give a roadmap for the city over the next 4 years. During Monday's Vandalia City Council meeting, James Arndt of Arndt Municipal Support spoke to the City Council about putting together a strategic plan for the city. Arndt talked about having meetings with the city as soon as next month to put on getting a report ready for April. Arndt says that a strategic plan, different from a comprehensive plan because it's a much shorter term and is a roadmap of what you want to accomplish at this time and not over the long haul. Mayor Doug Knable says he is very much in favor of putting together a strategic plan to help the city with a more proactive approach.
I mean, I equate this to, you know, the City of Vandalia is literally, if you look at it, one of the largest companies in the community, right? And successful companies continually visit their strategic plans and what direction they're going. We have a lot of momentum right now, but I think historically I would say we tended to react a little bit maybe, and just trying to be fair, where to me I think we need to align our vision. There's just a lot of synergy in the community. I'll talk a little bit more about that a little later in my report, but you know, the timing is right to set the course. You know, I've been here about a year now. I really feel good about where things are, but I think we need some guidance as to where we're taking this thing.
And Alderman Bob Bowen also said that he is in favor of the plan.
I am all for this because it allows us to see the goal and reach the goal. You know, now, I mean, how many times have we talked about something at this table? Multiple times, and we all say, well, that'd be a great idea. And we look at Letitia and say, do we have the money for that? And Letitia says, well, you know, I'll look and see what we got it. And then 3 months later, we're having the same conversation again. And that, I'm sorry, but of all the things that we go through, that's one of the things that I just lock my jaw down and grit my teeth over, because we shouldn't have a meeting. We shouldn't have meetings to create meetings to talk about things that we don't need to keep like balling up. And You know, this will move, like you said, Mayor, this should move us forward if we apply it as it is intended and we recognize the need for it. I think it's a great idea.
Vandalia City Council agreed to move forward with a strategic plan from ARNT Municipal Support at a cost of $14,000. Illinois Senate Appropriations Committee Chair says greater federal scrutiny of state government spending will not change the General Assembly's budget process. State senators are scheduled to return to Springfield on Tuesday for 3 days of session this week. State Senator L.G. Sims chairs the Appropriations Committee. He told Center Square that increased federal attention would not change the state budget process for lawmakers.
We'll still wait and see what the governor proposes in his budget, but we'll also make sure that we follow the same process that we have as a caucus for the last several budgets. We'll pass a budget that's balanced, that's a statement of our priorities.
Governor J.B. Pritzker expected to deliver his budget address to both houses of the General Assembly later this month. State budget for fiscal year 2026 was $55.2 billion. An Illinois lawmaker pushing an amendment to ban pharmaceutical manufacturers from imposing restrictions on a federal discount drug program. State Representative Anna Moeller says access to affordable medication is a lifeline, not a luxury.
The 340B program is one of the most important tools that we have to keep medications affordable for low-income families, seniors, and patients with chronic conditions.
Speaking at a rally in Chicago on Sunday, Moeller said the amendment to House Bill 2371 would prevent manufacturers from imposing limits that make it harder for providers to deliver discounted medication.
These restrictions hurt the very people this program was designed to help.
Pharmaceutical Research and Manufacturer of America Deputy Vice President of Public Affairs Tom Wilbur says that large tax-exempt hospitals and their for-profit partners are exploiting 340B, driving up costs for patients, taxpayers, and employers. House Bill 2371 passed unanimously in the Illinois Senate. It awaits a concurrence vote in the Illinois House. A Lawrence County man is accused of killing his wife. State police say Omni Hooker was found shot to death last Thursday in a home in Bridgeport. Elijah Hooker was arrested at the scene and charged with murder. He remains in custody in the Lawrence County Jail. Illinois Attorney General Kwame Raoul taking part in an effort to combat domestic violence by donating Ring cameras to survivors. Raoul joined officials from Amazon and the Illinois Coalition Against Domestic Violence to announce a collaboration with Ring. Through the partnership, they have received and equally distributed 1,000 Ring X-Line devices with a basic Protect subscription to domestic violence survivors across all 102 Illinois counties. Ring also donated $25,000 to help support the mission. News on Demand has been brought to you by Heck Chevrolet and Rock Bottom Tire.